First off, Marshall, happy Wednesday to you. How you doing, my man?
Hey, good afternoon, man. I'm good. Glad to be on this.
Definitely. And I want to start right there, Marshall. You know, are you hearing that this is indeed the final year for the club? And if so, how and when did you receive that news?
Yeah, I mean, of course, as of right now, I mean, that's what the players know. That's what we've been told, that the club is no longer going to exist after this season. Obviously, after that and outside of that, I don't know. We just received this information this following Monday after our loss this previous weekend. So just a few days ago, just honestly just moments before I posted that on Instagram.
Wow. And how did you guys receive this? Was this like an email or was there like a team meeting? What happened?
Yeah, so we had a team meeting Monday morning, and Nick came and spoke to our team, and pretty much a lot of the staff was there with us, and everyone was in kind of our meeting area, and he was definitely disappointed to deliver the news, and he wasn't you know, excited to share with us, but he just said the reality is there isn't much choice here, but just for some reasons the club is not continuing, and that was pretty much all we got. The explanation was pretty small, and it was a pretty short meeting, but obviously didn't sit well with many of us. So.
Okay, and so just for, you know, just to get this on the record then, Marshall, so this meeting took place again what day, and who spoke to you all?
Nick spoke to us in front of the team this past Monday morning. I'm not sure exactly what day it was, just 2 days ago.
Gotcha. So this past Monday is when the team president, Nick Gracer, he spoke to you guys and delivered the news. Was head coach Nate Miller present? Was GM
all the coaching staff was there for that. Jeremy was in there, and just a couple other staff members who were kind of a big part of our team throughout the season were around for it.
What was the immediate reaction? What went through your brain, Marshall, when you heard that news?
I mean, I actually spoke up and said something I probably can't say on the radio, but it wasn't good. It just, you know, it doesn't feel right based on the uniqueness of this group and the potential that the city of Lansing showed for a future small pro soccer team here. It just is really disappointing. And I don't think it's fair to, you know, the staff who sacrificed a lot to be here and moved and bought homes here just, you know, for a short 10 months. And, you know, it left a lot of guys, not necessarily guys, you know, it's hard for the players, of course, as well, because we created something that we really enjoyed and we thought would be really special in years to come. And it required a lot of work from all of us. So that part is sad. But, you know, these guys had a good year. They're going to have options other places. And, you know, that's professional sports. And it's out of our control. But, you know, the staff for guys like that who kind of commit a lot and move their families around for something like this, and for it just to be shut down after a year with how well it went and how good so many things were, is just disappointing. It really is.
It certainly is, Marshall. So when you spoke up and you voiced this frustration to the higher ups in the room, what was the response from them?
Just, I mean, ultimately, and it's kind of how I knew a feel for, you know, where most of everything was coming from. I mean, it was sad. It was received in a manner that was like, yeah, I'm sorry, and it is terrible, and, you know, we'll do what we can do. And you know, it was somber. It wasn't good, and they understood. There was no reaction back towards me. So it's just, that's kind of what makes it pretty clear to me, and it is what makes it even harder that, you know, in my opinion, it comes down to very, very, very few people in control of this matter, and someone who wasn't even around to see what it was like. So, just sucks.
Marshall, you also posted, you know, like an hour or two ago. And bear with me here. You said you had some great words. Quote: "I'm so sad for so many people that because of one person, this investment will no longer exist after this season. It feels like Everyone did everything, quote unquote, right, but it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
After everything, all we're left with is a deep appreciation for the people who went through this year with us. That's all that matters. Be a good person to those around you because it is what everyone needs. Set aside your selfish ambitions and do things that will help others achieve their goals. You all proved it's possible, and I love you all for it. First, Marshall, when it comes to those to that graph, that's the final graph that you left on your Instagram post today.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned one person, quote, one person.
Yeah.
And because of that person, Ignite won't continue. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm referencing the owner, really, and what it comes down to. And I mean, yeah, do I know fully? No, but based on what I know and based on what I've seen and I know, that's my belief. I don't know that for fact, and I cannot say that for fact, but mm-hmm. that is my personal Instagram post. That I have the freedom to share what I want, my opinion. And, you know, I do think it comes down to, you know, one or two people. Obviously, I don't know what that circle looks like because I'm so distant from it. But that's my opinion, and that's my feeling, and that's what I believe.
Definitely. And in just a moment, I want to talk about the incredible year you guys had. But I do want to touch on, if at all, there were any external hurdles that you as a club dealt with beyond just your playing on the field. Were there any external hurdles? Maybe.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, any attendance issues or field issues? Please go ahead and touch on that if you can.
So what's so crazy about all of this is that throughout this entire season, the core group of the people that we interacted with and saw on a daily basis from Frank, who was a chaplain, our team chaplain, who would come and stand at training and shag balls for us every day. And every day, just stood there, hung out. He was there. We had a kit man who was amazing to us. He took really good care of us, no matter what, how crappy it could have been for him at times. He did it to the best of his ability for the group. So the group was never divided. The coaching staff, the team, everyone throughout this entire season, with all of this noise around us for certain little things like, you know, we got in this big kind of situation with our locker room use and how much and where we were allowed to go in the building, because obviously sharing it with a, you know, minor league baseball team who is associated with the Toronto Blue Jays, it's a big, you know, it can be a battle sometimes. So, like, even using showers at certain points in the year at certain times, you know, we were getting blamed for a lot of things just within all of that because – we were kind of new and we were kind of just getting involved in all of this. And so there were definitely hurdles in that sense. But the coaching staff, once again, honestly, knowing now what I know, did a really good job of shielding the players and our team. And Jeremy did a very good job of that, shielding us to keep us happy and keep the group motivated and happy with even those little, they just said, forget that, guys. Like, that's not what it's about. We're here to do this. That's going to be some noise and some distraction on the side, but, you know, that's not what we're here for. So let's just dive into kind of this group and make it what we want to make it. And that was always the message. And so that just kind of stretched out further and further. Anyone who saw or interacted with our team, I fell in love with it because we have a good group of young men here who had a really positive influence on a lot of people. And it's predominantly because, you know, the staff provided us with that space. So
certainly. So there was some clashing of heads with you guys in the lug nuts then, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Never anything with like the players or anything we really saw that much, but just things like, you know, sometimes Nate would come in and be like, boys, you know, we can't use those showers anymore. And we're trying to figure out where to get you guys showers right now. Cause obviously we just train, we need showers. And so we'd come in after training some days and be like, oh, no showers? Okay, cool. Like, sweet. But it never, you know, it didn't deter us, and we just kept moving, so.
Certainly. And what about the field, Marshall? Was there any problems with, you know, going from especially throughout the course of a week, going from a baseball field and then having to transform that thing into, you know, a football field for you guys? I do know, wasn't there at one point earlier on in the year where you guys actually had to move a game to a different venue because of some field issues?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We had to move it. It was, I think it was because of rain. We had to move off of the grass field and onto our training turf field. That was for an Open Cup match, I believe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there were definitely a couple times where that was a challenge for sure. You know, it's no one's at fault necessarily for the fact that, I mean, it is incredibly difficult to change, you know, a baseball dirt infield into a grass, you know, soccer pitch. So, but yeah, it definitely presented some issues, especially for, you know, certain guys in certain games and certain situations. But, you know, it was the best, it was what we had. And I think it was the best, anyone could do with what we were given. But yeah, that the field was definitely a challenge throughout the season.
Marshall, since you all received this news, I know I don't have to ask the stupid question, how disappointing is this for you guys? But what have the conversations been like specifically between you and your fellow teammates about this incredible year and you know, the Lansing community coming out and supporting you guys and you guys having the season that you all had? What have those conversations been like between you and your fellow teammates?
Yeah, you know, I mean, what's really cool about it and what is really awesome for me to kind of have, I guess, a little bit of a platform to speak on is just that, like, there is a lot of gratitude among these guys. You know, we just dealing with a lot of things, and then to have a season end the way it did and then be told that it's no longer going to be a thing is really, really disappointing. But everyone's just kind of leaned into one another, and just, you know, guys around here are taking lots of time to go visit staff, go see staff, make sure every one of them is doing okay, thank them, give them things just to show a little bit of appreciation for them. And it's crazy, but, you know, a lot of the guys have all recognized that it really is worse for other people than just the players here. And that's kind of been the focus, and just kind of really soaking in the one Lansing Ignite season and being part of an awesome culture like it was, and really wishing that for me, a guy who's, you know, retired after this year, could come back and see these guys play again. It really sucks that I can't, because, you know, it was something special. But overall, man, it's been good. It's been sad, I guess, a bit more somber, and just everyone kind of just take it in and appreciate the last few moments we all have together as we all kind of head out and move different directions. So it's been good.
Yeah, and for you, Marshall, you know, for those, you know, the higher-ups involved, I guess I could say, like, you know, hey, Coach Nate Miller and you know, Jeremy Sampson, who are you reaching out to when it comes to saying goodbye to those who have helped your football career?
Yeah. So, I mean, besides those guys, I mean, we have our kid guy, Chris Stanton, who's around our age, who, you know, he's really upset and sad about things because, you know, he lost a good group of guys his age that he really, you know, grew to love and appreciate. And now all of a sudden he's still in Lansing and no longer those guys are there. That sucks. You know, Dan Malcolm was our trainer throughout the year. And I mean, he just always consistent, always pleasurable to work with, always did everything he could to help us out. You know, Erica working in the office for us all every day, making sure that we were taken care of. And, you know, she's like an older sister to us, always protective and making sure we were doing well. And then, you know, everyone, the staff at Peak Performance over there, just kind of taking all of us in to make sure we're all doing well physically throughout the season and just really working with our schedules and kind of giving us some good breaks when we needed it. So that entire staff over there, I mean, there's definitely more people, but then obviously, yeah, the guys you mentioned for sure, just reaching out to them and, but yeah, there's a lot of people involved in what this was, and it was really great, man.
And it sounds like to me, talking with you, Marshall, this was kind of above, you know, Nate and Jeremy, right?
Yeah,
they were fighting for this to continue, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you think about Jeremy. I mean, a guy who created something like Lansing United here, and then you know, pro soccer's coming and who knows how much control and power he had over things, but then you have to rebrand and create this new pro team, and then the pro team's gone and you lose, your Pro Ignite team and your Lansing United team. That, you know, that was kind of his baby, kind of his project that he had been working on and doing. And it was something that was really good for, you know, especially the soccer community here in Lansing. And then you lose both. I mean, I feel for Jeremy for sure, man.
Certainly, and I'm definitely going to reach out to him later on this week just to see see how he's doing. And I know you probably don't know any of this information, Marshall, but I got the question from a colleague of mine asking about maybe any leftover merchandise that hasn't been sold. Can fans maybe get a little
man,
piece?
I'm wondering that too. It's crazy though. By the end of the year, there was only double XL, triple XL jerseys. I mean, it was all gone. All of it was gone. Everything was bought.
Wow.
But I do know there's you know, it's definitely guys are definitely willing to, you know, we are fairly connected with kind of the fan base here, especially after the way things ended up. And, you know, our team has a big chat going on right now where they did actually just say, hey, anyone, you know, even have some personal jerseys that they have left over. And some of our guys are giving some of the I don't know, why can't I think of our supporters group, the assembly line.
Yeah, the assembly line.
giving some of the assembly line. Some jerseys and stuff, just because, you know, we care and we knew it was what they kind of deserve, man. That's the thing. Everyone deserves a little something from this because it was a big effort from a lot of people. But
yeah.
I'm not sure on the selling of merchandise, but there's definitely some of our personal merchandise that will probably be going around a little bit more. So we'll see.
Well, I tell you what, again, folks, if you're just now joining us here, where have you been? One, but two, we're chatting with Marshall Hollingsworth, Lansing Ignite midfielder, discussing the possible ending of the Lansing Ignite franchise after just 1 year and one season. And so sorry to hear this news, Marshall. But to close out things here, I do want to give you an opportunity to talk to our listeners out there and maybe any Lansing Ignite supporters and fans that supported you guys in year one. What do you want to say to the Lansing community and the fans who did support you all this season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the first thing I would want to say is just appreciate you for making the sacrifice to, you know, kind of be at terms with Lansing Igniting, Lansing United becoming Lansing Ignite and getting behind us and supporting us even when it wasn't something that you necessarily wanted to support. It meant a lot to the guys. We felt the energy when we were at home and we felt the love when we were doing well and we felt supported. And, you know, that goes a long way for a team to know that they have people, you know, around them who believe in them and want them to do well. So obviously appreciate all the love this year from all of them. And sorry we're not coming back.
Yeah. And so, Marshall, what's the next chapter for you, my man? Where are you from?
I'm from north of Chicago.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So I'm not entirely sure exactly yet, but I'm probably moving down to Dallas, getting involved in the wedding event planning scene. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Some wedding event planning. All right. When I do jump that broom, I may be hitting you up. All right.
Yeah. Let me know, man. Let me know.
All right, Marshall. Thank you so much for your time, my man. All right.
Yeah, of course, man. All right. Take care.